This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. In animal agriculture, you have people who would like to stop the current practices of raising livestock in confinement, to stop them being raised in large groups, and even stop for raising them for food. There is an organization, however, that's on your side. It's called the Animal Agriculture Alliance. Their job, as they see it, is to respond to social and political questions about the practices of animal husbandry.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Casey Kindler is with the Animal Agriculture Alliance. At the National Farm Broadcasters Convention, she was eager to tell me what they stand for and what they stand against.
We've been around since 1987. We were first founded because a lot of our now members realized that there was this pushback. There were these groups out there that didn't like what farmers and ranchers were doing, and they were spreading this misinformation to consumers who love meat, milk, and eggs, but they were putting some distrust in their minds. And so that's why originally the Alliance was formed, was to bring all of the industry together, speak with a united voice, engage with consumers, engage with dietitians, influencers, about, you know, what does modern animal agriculture really look like, and, you know, how are farmers committed to animal welfare, environmental stewardship, sustainability. But now we still monitor those activist groups. So every year we have a report that comes out from their Animal Rights National Conference that details, you know, what are the new tactics. So this year, a lot of what they said was, you know, they believe that the world is going to end by 2026 if we don't all go vegan. So really, once again, their mission is not animal welfare. It's not, you know, how well animals are raised. They're not trying to make sure animals are raised better. They're really out there to promote that vegan animal rights agenda of no meat, milk, or eggs, no animal use whatsoever by humans. And so we're here to, you know, monitor that, to keep our members in the industry informed of what's coming next. We saw this year at their conference, they're still targeting those restaurants and retailers, so doing campaigns against those brands. We saw recently with Fair Oaks, so they do a lot of still those undercover videos. And so a lot of what we do is farm security, making sure that those videos, you know, don't give them any more ammunition. You know, make sure that you're hiring the right people, make sure that on your operation, animal welfare is number one, that it's ingrained in your employees, and so if something ever does happen, it is reported right away.
Now, I take it those that would be targeted would be the larger poultry, swine farms, dairies.
Definitely, but honestly, at the Animal Rights National Conference, they've said, you know, farm size doesn't matter. They want all farms to go out of business, whether you're a big farm, you know, 1,000 head of cattle, you know, 10,000 head of cattle, or 10 cattle. You know, they want all farms to go out of business. So it's really not about farm size. You know, all farms can be run very well. And so their mission is to put all farms, all animal agriculture, out of business. So we do not lobby. We're a 501c3, but we definitely track those pieces of legislation because a lot of it is pushed by animal rights activist groups. So we want to make sure that our members have the background knowledge, you know, saying that this bill is coming up, just FYI, HSUS is behind it or PETA is behind it, making sure that they know what the true agenda, what the true intentions of a bill are. So we have a website they can visit at animalagalliance.org, or you can find us on social media. We're on all the channels, so just search Animal Ag Alliance.
That's Casey Kindler with the Animal Agriculture Alliance. I'm Ken Root on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.